USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is voting to move forward on a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal on Friday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expects similar support for the proposal as there was on Wednesday when the Senate agreed to consider the bill. He is confident the Senate can make progress quickly.
The Senate remains on track to reach our goal of passing both a bipartisan infrastructure bill and a budget resolution with reconciliation instructions before the start of the August recess. It's an ambitious deadline, but the hard work put in by senators and staff means that we are on the right track to get it done.
Gas prices are rising as Americans get ready for the weekend. AAA reporting the national average for regular gasoline is $3.16 a gallon. Drivers in California paying the most for gas at $4.36 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A group of House Republicans wants answers about Washington, D.C. jail conditions for defendants charged in connection with the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, following reports of harsh treatment. Representatives Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Louis Gohmert, and Bob Good, who traveled to visit the local district jail on Thursday, said they were denied entry when they requested to see how the facility was being run. The Republicans also concerned about a report that many of the people from the January 6th attack are being held in solitary confinement for lengthy periods of time. Those concerns also echoed by Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Dick Durbin of Illinois. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for action to be taken on the eviction moratorium that's set to expire tomorrow.
We would like the CDC to expand the moratorium. That's where it can be done.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you can help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as the CDC continues to plead with Americans to recognize the rapid spread of the COVID-19 Delta variant, multiple reports out there say an internal document called the variant that's sweeping across the country highly contagious. The CDC coming out on Thursday and recommending that people indoors wear masks even if they're vaccinated in COVID-19 hotspots. Dr. Amesh Ajila is an infectious disease expert with Johns Hopkins University. He believes the mixed messaging that we're receiving from the CDC regarding vaccines working and still having to mask up is hurting vaccination levels across the country.
I definitely am concerned because we know that vaccines, the rate increased when the CDC director said there's going to be different guidance for vaccinated people. You can go back to your pre-pandemic life. That encouraged people to get vaccinated, and we saw vaccinations rise. So now I think the science is going to evolve, and it is very clear that the Delta variant is a new threat, much different than the alpha variant or the original version of this virus, and not everything is going to hold the same for the Delta variant. That's a fair statement. However, when you look at who's hospitalized right now, it is all vaccinated. It's all unvaccinated individuals. It's not vaccinated people. We are not seeing vaccinated people drive outbreaks. And there are some people that are vaccinated that have high viral loads with their breakthrough infections, and that might account for a very small amount of transmission, but it's not what's going on here.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.